Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, Chris Herndon, straight up at 10 o'clock. And because it is Thursday, we do it every week. It's kind of a phenomenon, really, to see Jeffrey win Writer Than Right Trivia every single damn week. But that is what appears to happen. You haven't lost in the year 2000.
No, I have. I've lost.
You have this in this calendar
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I've lost.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I must have been away.
January, I believe.
May have been while I was away. Anyway, we'll do that in the second hour. So Chris Herrington will join us, and then we'll play Writer Than Right Trivia, where, as ever, you don't have to beat Jeffrey. You just have to play honorably. Jeffrey, what's our fabulous prize today?
Jeff, we're going to have four tickets to go see 311. It's at the Graceland Soundstage May the 13th. So four tickets to see 311 at Graceland Soundstage.
Can I ask what that is?
311 is a rock band. And Graceland Soundstage.
I know what Graceland Soundstage is. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm sure there's going to be great hunger to see. It's just, you know, me. I have, certain blind spots. Music is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Film's another. Right? I have lots of blind spots. Places where I'm not as up to date as I should be.
I think once upon a time we had a 311 day in Memphis. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I mean, their heydays, like, the late 90s, early 2000s.
And when are they?
May the 13th.
Four tickets, too.
Four tickets.
Nice, too. Graceland Soundstage.
Pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
That's what you'll be playing for in the second hour. That plus Pride, of course, as well. So, I have good news.
Let's hear it.
You can watch the TA film today.
Yeah, 7 p.m., right? On YouTube?
Is that what it is?
I believe that's what Pete said last night.
That's when it's dropping. And it's fabulous. And so if you want to revel in triumph, grit, grind.
Determination.
All heart, determination, playing through everything, and glory, it'll be available to you today. So that's the good news. The bad news is that we're still... Remember yesterday when Chris Herrington asked, if the question is, can the Grizzlies get off the mat? Can they get through this? Is this really so bad? Like, if this is the crisis, what? Come on, man. You got to be able to handle this, losing three games in a row. Of course, to which I said that this really is more than just losing three games in a row, right? This is everything happening around the team. It's the injury. It's the vibes. It's the way they lost the three games in a row. It's all of that. And I think after last night, there's more.
Yeah. I mean, I think you realize without Jaren Jackson, they're going to really struggle to get stops consistently.
Well, They really struggled to score consistently last night, and I think I'm pointing to the Ja stuff and what he said after the game. They have now, Grizzlies, of course, lose to Oklahoma City, and there's no shame in that.
Right.
We can agree, right? No shame in that. Everyone loses to Oklahoma City.
Let's see. 51 teams have lost to Oklahoma City.
Right. Well, 51 times. 51.
51 times.
51 times. Exactly right. So they're terrific. For those who say, well, how come they're terrific and we're not terrific? Well, that's too bad. I mean, that is too bad. If the bar is you need to be better than the best team in the West, I think it's unquestionably true that right now the Grizzlies are failing at clearing that bar, right?
Yeah.
And just like all NFL teams have failed at being better than the Eagles this year or historically recently have been better than the Chiefs. So if you want to criticize a team for not being as good as the Chiefs have been, you're right. They haven't been as good as the Chiefs have been, and the Grizzlies have not been as good as the Thunder have been. They just have not been. And once the Thunder have been better at collecting young talent, the Thunder have been better at making use of the pieces that they have to augment the young talent they have. But you know what else? They've been better than anyone else in the entire league.
Yes.
Except maybe the Celtics and the Cavs, right? Like, whatever. Those are the teams that are the best at it. And the Grizzlies have not been as good at that as Oklahoma City did, as it has been. And so they lose last night. Of course, they're without Jaren. But it's not like Oklahoma City was at full strength either. They're missing Caruso and Holmgren, both.
Yep.
And it was 120 to 103. Grizzlies hung in there. I'd say hung in there. And it was funny. I was listening to the pregame show, the coach's interview with Eric, and Eric asked about the last minute losses and whatever, and Taylor Jenkins immediately went back to, no, it's about care factor and urgency.
Yep.
Particularly on defense, care factor and urgency. That's a nice way to say.
They played hard.
They're not playing hard enough. Yeah. Care. You wouldn't think care factor shouldn't be something high on the list to worry about. You would think caring would come with part of the job, right?
You would kind of think like that's the bare minimum.
The care factor, yes. I actually care if we play well. I care if I guard. I care if we give up 70 and a half or 40 or 50 or whatever the hell it is in a quarter. I care. Caring would seem to be the bare minimum. And so that was, but if that is the bar, I think we can say the care factor, they did better on the old care factor scale last night. Don't you think?
Yes, I totally agree.
So that's good. No shame in losing to Oklahoma City. Better on the care factor. But they've now lost 7 of 9. I did not see this coming. Let me just take a step back and say, I did not see this coming. Their last game before they lost 7 of 9 was at the Suns. They won, and that was before the break, right?
Yep.
And then I think they lose to L.A., and then they come
back. They lost to the Clippers, yeah.
Yeah, and then they come back, and then they do this, then they fall apart. And so they've now lost 7 of 9. They're without Jaren, obviously, a week to week. We got to see Marvin Bagley last night.
We did.
Early.
In non-garbage time.
In non-garbage time. The problem to me, it's what we talked about yesterday. The central dilemma of this team, beyond the injuries, everything else, is Ja.
Yep.
Right? And what we saw last night from Ja wasn't terrible. Ja had 24 points in 32 minutes, 6 assists, 5 turnovers. He was minus 21, but mind you, Luke Kennard in 18 minutes, a nifty minus 31.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look at it. There was a time not long ago when if you had said, before the gun wielding, if you had said, you could pick one of these players, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Ja Morant, most people would have picked John Morant. He was the ascendant superstar in the league. Now you wouldn't even ask the question.
Yep.
The question answers itself. And Shea had 41 last night. But to me, what was, you know, he's missing again from three. He's hoisting a lot of threes. 2 of 9 from three. Taylor Jenkins said after the game he wants him to take them. I guess, you know who else wants him to take them?
Defenses?
The opposition. The opposition. That's why they're giving them to him. 2 of 9 from three. He is now, since the All-Star break, 6 of 41 from three. And by the way, if you have a broken shoulder, you can sort of understand that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not by any stretch criticizing him for missing shots from three. I think you can criticize him for taking shots, so many shots from three, right? But even the coach says he wants him to take them. So you have that dynamic that's playing out. He was only 8 of 22 from the floor. He was 2 of 9 from three. He's complaining about every non-call. Some legitimate. Like, it is striking, the calls that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets now and the calls that Jaw doesn't get now. So, again, I have some sympathy for him there. But I don't think complaining about every call is fruitful. I don't think it works in terms of the officials. And I don't think it helps your game. It certainly doesn't help you get back on the other end. Taylor, of course, got a T coming to his defense. And I wondered if Taylor was going to get himself thrown out last night. But then we have last night what happened after the game. And I turned to Drew Hill's piece in the Daily Memphian. How did Morant feel being back out there after missing a couple games with right shoulder soreness? Terrible, the point guard said. Why? Because it was, he said. I should have been out, but I was out there. Regardless, out or in, there's going to be something said. This is from Drew. Morant made it clear he was concerned that whatever he had to say could be shortened and misconstrued. So he stuck with that message, although he took several more questions about the injury. I think I just said I probably shouldn't have played, but I did, Morant said. You can put your own answer. Regardless of what I say, it'll get summarized anyway on the little part. So I'll let you all put out whatever you all want out there with that. More about the injury. I've played like this all season, honestly, Morant says. It is what it is. Got to get the win. Will he have to play through pain for the rest of this season? I don't know, Morant said. So there you go. To me, it raises two questions. Well, one is, I do think the point that you were making 3 weeks ago now, that if you're wondering why Ja isn't the transcendent Ja, is simply the excellent Ja, it's because he's banged up. I mean, you literally called this whatever it was 3 weeks ago. And Chris co-signed, and it's very clear he's banged up. He had shoulder surgery. Shoulders aching again. He's banged up.
He dislocated his hip.
And his hip and shoulder. It feels like the shoulder is... Did he specifically say shoulder in these quotes? I think he was...
I'm sure the shoulder is the primary issue now.
I think that the shoulder is the fundamental issue. But, okay, shoulder, hip, whatever. Those seem like... I don't know, Jeffrey. Just look at your own body and look at, like, two places where joints would seem to matter, right?
Yeah.
Hip was where your leg attaches to your torso, and the shoulder is where your arm attaches to your seem kind of important.
Yes.
And if those are hinky, shoulder and hip, I would get where as a incredibly high-octane athlete, that might somewhat impinge on your performance, right?
Yes.
So I think it's pretty clear that we're not getting 100% Jaw. And I think it seems pretty obvious at this point. If he said it's been happening all season, why would we think that this would clear up by the end of the season? I don't think we will get 100% Jaw until next year, if ever.
That seems the likely answer.
So that's a bummer, yeah. Right? I don't think that's some big news flash. I mean, Chris has been saying recently, if you could get 90% Jai, he'd take it. He'd lock it in. So that's the first problem, right? But then you get the mystery of, I shouldn't have played, but I did. You tell me, what's happening there? This is, by the way, the second time he said that. Remember, there was a game earlier in the season where he said he shouldn't have played, but did. What's the dynamic that is happening that causes him to play? By the way, I can make an argument that he shouldn't have played last night. Like, they got games coming up against Dallas, the Pelicans, the Suns, and the Jazz, right? All seem kind of winnable, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
How often does he play five games in a row?
Well, it's only happened once this season. It's only happened once in 2 years or 3 years.
Is it even happened once?
Yeah, he did play five straight.
So if you're going to sit out one, it would seem like last night when we all knew they were going to lose, would we want to sit out? You weren't going to win that game anyway. So I could actually make the argument that he shouldn't have played. But to get to the other point, what's the dynamic behind whether he plays or whether he doesn't? This is, by the way, and I want to make this clear, this is now in the category of wild speculation.
Yeah. My speculation is it's pain tolerance. So
that's probably right.
He's probably cleared medically, like, hey, he's cleared, but it's a pain tolerance thing.
I think that has to be right.
I think that's why it goes day to day. Some days he feels okay, some days he doesn't.
If this was a situation where the doctor said you can't play, he would not play. So very clearly the doctors are saying you can play. You're not risking tremendous other damage doing this, whatever else. You can play. And so then it's up to Ja and up to how he feels. And so it's why against San Antonio, we're speculating here. When he's added to the injury report late, they probably expected him to play. They probably actually made the rest of their decisions prior to knowing Ja wouldn't play. Like, Dez didn't play in that game, right? Could Dez have played? Maybe, right? So, and then all of a sudden, Ja thinks he can't play tonight because it hurts too much or whatever. He doesn't feel like he can go. And then last night, he feels like he can go, but the truth of the matter is, he said, I shouldn't have gone. So what else is happening there? Is that Ja is hearing the talk from wherever it is, social media, the universe, about Ja not playing, and he is reacting to that. And so he's saying, F it, I'll play. And then when he goes 2 of 9 from three, and he doesn't, he's outshined, let's be clear, he is, by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, then he reverts to, hell, I shouldn't have played anyway.
Yep.
That is my best guess.
No, I mean,
that is what is happening.
Do you think we get these comments if the stat lines were reversed?
No, 100% no.
Now, it's fair to point out, maybe the reason why the stat lines weren't going to be reversed is because he can't do that right now.
Well, that's the thing. And I think it's important to say, I want to say two things about this. One is, I totally understand why Ja is extraordinarily frustrated. Like, there have been things in his life since he was at his absolute zenith that he has created for himself, that are his own issues that he has created for himself. But I get why this would be frustrating. He can't stay healthy. He has been surpassed in the NBA pecking order by a bunch of other players, including the one who was playing across from him last night. He knows he's incredibly burns as a competitor. He knows that if he were healthy, or certainly believes that if he were healthy, whether it's a truth or not, he believes if he were healthy that he would be every bit as good or better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And he can't get healthy. And then, and this is true, there are people out there calling him soft. He may have vowed to never be on the social media again, but so he's dealing with injuries. He's been surpassed on the pecking order because of it. He can't help his team the way that he wants to help his team. He's honestly been surpassed on his own team by Jaren Jackson Jr. He doesn't make the All-Star team, he, you know, and he's not healthy, and people are calling him soft. I totally get why, and he feels like he didn't get the calls he used to get either. Yep. Looks at the calls that Shea got, Gus doesn't. I 100% understand why he would be incredibly frustrated by this. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, the lesson that I think would be valuable for him to learn would be, because he sounds aggrieved and like a victim, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Doesn't he? He sounds like aggrieved. He's a victim of the officials. He's a victim of the, he's a, here in these quotes, he's a victim of how his comments are going to be construed. He's a victim of, right, all of yep. it. He was probably once upon a time a victim of the NBA. And so y'all can do what you want. I'm a victim, right?
Yep.
And so I find it instructive to contrast him with another recent victim who has changed his tune. And that is Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway, this past summer, sounded very much like Ja Morant. The tone.
Yes, you know what absolutely. I mean?
The tone was very much like Ja Morant. Look what I've done for you. All I want to do is help. All I've done, people hate me. They have no reason to hate me. There's haters out there. The program's going to go down when I leave, you know, if I ever left. Like, same thing. He felt aggrieved, and he sounded like a victim. And it was all, let's be honest, a reaction to his own failures, just like Jaws is. Ja has put himself in this position with some of his own stuff, and then injuries happened too. Some of it was beyond his control, some of it was not. That he's not performing up to his own standards. Some for reasons beyond his control and reasons in his control. Same thing with Penny. Penny was going to win championships here. He was certainly going to win conference championships here. He was not performing to his own standards. And secretly he knew that. Internally he had to know that. But it's a lot easier to look at the world around you and find other people to blame. Whether it's the media that was too hard on Penny or whatever it is, the circumstances of the support that he'd gotten, who knows, whether it was the AD or the NIL or whatever else, lots of reasons. And he was lashing out and sounded very much like the victim.
And they had a bad year.
And had had a bad year.
Yeah.
And then somehow, miraculously, and again, this is one of the real mysteries. I mean, listening to Jason, depending on what Jason and John yesterday, it all sounds so similar. He walks around. Penny said last, like, he thought he walked around thinking he was the most hated man in Memphis. And somehow, he turned that around. Somehow, he was able to take a look at himself and say, you know what? All anyone wants me to do is succeed. That's the truth. Is all anyone wants me to do is succeed. To the extent that anyone's unhappy or critical or whatever, it's for the same reasons that I'm unhappy or critical. And there's no point at me lashing out at the people who love me and want me to succeed. And there's no point in me, you know, worrying about the things I can't control. What I'm going to do is take a hard look at myself, be the best version of myself that I can be, stop at playing the role of a victim. I've had an incredibly blessed life. This is Penny. You know what? I've had an incredibly blessed life. I got all the money in the world. I'm famous. I'm loved, whatever. Maybe I should stop pretending I'm a victim and go through life with some perspective, some gratitude, and some realization that in the end, this is up to me. This is up to me to change. And he did. And I don't think it's as simple, the success that the Memphis Tigers have, is that Penny started talking one way and started talking another way. Like, I think the roster had a lot to do with it. I don't think it was just Penny decided to to sound different on the radio. And that's why they are now have had the season that they've had and won the conference championship. But I do think the shift in perspective had something to do with it. The shift in perspective, probably accompanied by a shift in how he actually went about things. And I look at Ja, it's the same thing. Who the hell in Memphis doesn't want Ja to succeed?
Literally no one.
Literally no one. Who is out to twist his words and make him look stupid or hate him or look like a quitter or what? No one. All anyone wants from Ja is the same thing they wanted from Penny. They want him to be great because they fell wildly head over heels in love with him. And they know that the fact that they are lucky enough to have Penny in this city and lucky enough to have Ja in this city is the could be the ticket to great things that are not possible without them being in this city. And so there's no one in Memphis who wants Ja to fail. There's no one in Memphis who's going to intentionally twist his words to make him look bad. There's no one. All we want him to be is his best self. And maybe to stop playing the victim a little bit and to look around and say, you know what, I'm having to play through injury. And that's okay. I actually don't expect him to be this version of Ja, as banged up as he is, to be better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That's an unfair expectation. Honestly, like, I'm disappointed in the three. Generally speaking, I have been disappointed in the three, and there's been no progression in the three-point shooting. But right now, if his hip and shoulder are screwed up, I'm not that disappointed in that. He wasn't able to work on his shooting this summer either. Like, I do think, ultimately, you're seeing this. For him to someday be the version of himself that we want him to be, he's going to have to become a better shooter. He's going to have to become a better shooter. But I don't attribute this to anything but injury, inability to work over the summer because of injury, surgery, all of that. And so I would love it if he could take a deep breath and have some perspective on this. It's funny. I was talking to my sister recently, who had a friend who she was remarking. She says, this friend I have is big on gratitude. And people always say, you know, that you should do these gratitude lists every day. List something that you're thankful, three things that you're thankful for or whatever. And that really does, that it can shift your perspective. I wish Ja could take a step back, a deep breath, look around, and realize how unbelievably lucky and blessed he is and how much people want him to succeed. Because the sullen victim, I get no calls, Ja, it's hard to look at. And I want more for him. You know, I want better for him. And I don't know if it's maturity or growth or whatever it is. But to me, that's one of the things that I think the story from last night isn't that they lost to Oklahoma City. Of course they were going to lose to Oklahoma City. It's, once again, Ja. Any thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I think the other thing to me that stands out is it's really easy when it's going well. And I think one of the struggles that Ja's had to deal with is he's never really faced the criticism. And like, I don't even think, like, that's the other thing. It's like, I don't really think it's that bad. I think what NBA players right now are doing this move where they go after the media. Why, you know, you saw LeBron. Why would you want to be the face of the league? Look at all the hate you get. More times than not, it's like they're just looking at their own social media and they're seeing, like,
right,
name someone on the beat that's like twisted Ja's words or whatnot. Like, so they get mad, like, it becomes like a proxy that they use the media as like just reading their haters online. But I think the other thing to contextualize with Ja, it's like largely unknown, lightly recruited, not a ton of attention. Doesn't really play first year at Murray State, then explodes. And it's this meteoric rise with very little resistance because everything was all gravy. And then he has the Shotgun Willie's incident, and then he has another incident, and then that's kind of where it starts to turn, because like that's when I noticed he
and
started
now it's
playing.
Everyone out, everyone's yeah. I mean, we saw that. It started literally started to turn. All those fans came after him. The Golden State fans came after him. All of that, and it's never felt like it's completely recovered. It's interesting, though. This is the nature of superstardom.
Yes.
Look at Josh Allen. It was less than a year ago. There was a big headline about how Josh Allen is overrated.
Yep.
Remember, Brandon Bean was even asked about
yep.
that. Player survey.
Yep.
It was a player. It was the freaking player survey called him overrated. It is the nature of superstardom that you are going to take shots that Vince Williams doesn't, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're just going to no one calls Nathan Peterman overrated. They call Josh Allen overrated, right? They call, like, those are the guys. And so it is the nature of it. And so how do you respond? And again, I'm sorry to make this a Buffalo broadcast here. You respond the way that Josh Allen responded.
Yes.
And then you go out and be MVP the next year. So I don't know. There was within the game last night a little the other guy who's taken a lot of shots is Taylor Jenkins, and there was some micro criticism of him that when the Grizzlies made the little run at the start of the fourth to get back into it,
yep.
right? They made it was I think it was a 7-0 run to get back into it. Oklahoma City calls timeout, 9:18 left at that point. The lead would have been cut to 6. And the thought was, at that moment, you should have, even though Scottie Pippen was instrumental in that little run, that's when you had to come back with Ja. Instead, they didn't come back with Ja. Oklahoma City immediately goes on a run to 7-0 run, I think, to put it out of reach. Taylor calls timeout. Then Ja comes back. And
9-0 run, yeah.
Yeah, 9-0 run. It's at that point in that game, I'm not going to get into the weeds on the micro-criticism of the player. I don't think that was a particularly winnable game either way.
Yeah, my whole thing is he's going to come under fire. He's the head coach. I just believe that the Grizzlies are very scripted.
I mean, here's the other thing. Someone texted me today, one of our listeners, that he was comparing Taylor, Ryan, and Josh Pastner.
Okay.
And he said, y'all can talk yourself into them being good. But we know they weren't, right? Like Josh Pastner defenders that he was good when he wasn't. And there's Ryan Silverfield defenders who say he's good and he's not. And this is the essence of the tweet. And the same things with Taylor. I think there's a difference, honestly, with Ryan certainly and Taylor, because I think Taylor's going to get canned. Right now, let me guess. Right now. Yes or no, I'll give you $100 if you're right, but of course I won't because this is just a game I play on the radio. I don't ever give Jeffrey $100. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be the head coach game one next year?
So I think you're right in the sense of if we were making it a bet that no would be favored.
But no would definitely be favored at this point.
I'm still not as convinced, though. I don't think Taylor Jenkins does anything that the front office doesn't want to do.
That may be, but I'll... Even then, I do think you are a prisoner of what you've just done.
Sure.
So it's the old, can't hear the same voice, the stuff with Ja, like whatever. It's not even that he is bucking he wouldn't get fired for bucking the administration or for being out of state. It would be because.
Need a change. Got to shake something
up. Even this is, by the way, there are going to be a coin flip to win, depending on what happens with health.
Sure.
They're going to be a coin flip to win their first series. If they win their first series, we could feel very differently about it, right? I mean, the organization could, and I might bet otherwise. But right now, the way things are going, I don't think it's in the NBA. That's what you, after this many years, that's what's naturally on the table. I do want to commend Taylor Jenkins because he has weighed in on the thing that we have been talking about now for a week. We've done Is the Sky Falling?
Yes.
Right? And I don't know if you heard his comments last night, but he said, I know you're thinking that the sky is falling because we lost 4 games in a row. So obviously a listener, and he wanted to weigh in on mm-hmm. the sky is falling, and he has basically went on to say not falling because they lost 4 in a row. I think the sky Sky is shaky, man. I think the sky is shaky. That's my view. It's you know what it is? It's, you know when you're driving along in the morning and you can't really see because the fog is so thick everywhere? Is that the sky having fallen? That's what's happened. That's where we are. That's where the sky is. The sky is down and you can't really see much ahead. You got to slow down. Can't turn on the high beams because they're being reflected right back at you into the, that's where the sky is. We're driving through the sky right now. We're going to take a break, come back, and, Jeffrey, we've taken so many calls on this topic.
You want to take some more?
Maybe they're weary of it. What's the question we would ask them? I'm not going to ask, is the sky is falling?
Yeah.
I think the question is,
do you agree with Ja?
That is, he's a victim? Agree with, they shouldn't have played? Give me your thoughts on Ja. Give me your thoughts on Ja. That's it. We'll leave it wide open. Your thoughts on Ja. 445-0929, 445-0929. It seems, Jeffy, that this is what we do, because we hadn't taken a lot of calls. But I guess in times of crisis, we rally to get rather. We want to draw together, lift each other up.
It's a therapy session.
It's a therapy session. So we'll do that. We do have more to talk about. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we'll play Right on the Right. 445-0929, 445-0929, if you want to weigh in on this. Otherwise, there was a lot of NFL news yesterday. Kind of an unexpected burst of NFL news yesterday. Oh, shout out to Ole Miss for the big win last night. There's a lot of college basketball news as well. We'll get to all of it, as well as your calls. 445-0929. On the other side, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back on Jeff Calkins Show. Nice song choice, Jeffrey, to lift the mood. We said we'll do a little therapy. How y'all feeling about Ja? That's it. That's the question. Ja, 445-0929. Who we got?
Jeff, we start with LJ in Whitehaven. LJ, you're on.
LJ.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Good.
First of all, I got about two or three points, but
okay.
I need Josh Highsoles. a phone number. So give me that when you get a chance.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
4490929.
4450929. What is it?
4450929.
4450929. I think off the top of my head. But okay, go ahead. I'll double check. But go ahead. Next point.
Right. Everybody can't beat Tony Allen, man. Going from the bottom to the top. Ja's problem is he's our all-pro, so we're going to put pressure on him. But he's going through some things, man. He's only human. He doesn't have to act like that, but he's only human. My suggestion is, first of all, man, stop shooting all them threes, man.
Yeah, that would be a good – okay, hold on. First, Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, 461-8147, 461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. So, all right, he's going through a bunch of stuff, but as you're going through the stuff, stop hoisting all those threes.
That's what I'm saying, see.
It's fair. Fair point. Fair point. All right, anything else? Was that to all your points?
Well, it's the reason why Luka Doncic smiles all the time and LeBron frowns.
Why?
When you're getting all the calls, man.
Yeah.
The man get a lot of calls, and LeBron gets hammered. Like Ja gets hammered.
Ja gets hammered, and he doesn't get calls. He's
no, going to get calls.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Certainly.
I appreciate you, man.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 461-8147, Josh Hysaw. Josh has the buyers.com. Who do we got, Jeff?
Jeff, we go to Leslie in South Haven. Leslie, you're on.
Hello, Leslie.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, he's a victim. He's a victim of his own self. By his maturity level, his body's letting down, so I guess you could call him a victim there. And I hate it for the young man, but I'd be surprised if he gets another max contract in his career, and I hate it.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Michael in East Memphis. Michael, you're on.
Michael?
Good morning. I enjoyed the show. Yes, Ja does have a right to feel the way he feels, but my whole thing is, even though he feels like that, he needs to understand from a perspective of he's here to be the leader of the team. He's here to be Memphis's SGA to the Thunder or Ant-Man to the Timberwolves. He cannot, at the end of the day, waddle in his feelings about what happened. The only time you can control what happened is when you're on the floor. So you gotta manage your physical, mental, and emotional as a leader. And that resounds throughout the team. So I would just suggest to him, understand what he's here. He's not bigger than basketball. He's not bigger than the team. It's not all about him. But he can control what he can control at the time by making the right choices and by actually putting forth the right emotion. I really love Ja, and I hope his career, you know, gets to where it's supposed to and potential-wise. But you don't. I would say don't do yourself in before you give yourself a chance to be what you're assigned to be. He's here as a team leader, and that's what the team needs him to be.
All right.
Thank you. Enjoy your show.
Thanks very much. On Twitter, Ryan says, Charles Barkley famously said, "No one says Cedd Ceballos didn't win a championship. I was the best player on the team. That's why I get the bulk of the criticism," which is true. 445-09.
Don't talk about nobodies.
29. Yeah. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Daryl in South Memphis. Daryl, you're on.
Hey, Daryl.
Good morning. How y'all doing? I would just like to say the younger generation, their mental health is a real issue. I just, growing up, I was not allowed to cry about anything. And I know that might not be the best way, but your work ethic is what defines you. And your ability to overcome problems is what defines you. You can wallow in your pity all you want. And injuries can derail your career because he has not been healthy in 2 years. And that labrum shoulder injury is not a joke because I'm dealing with it now.
Really?
And I had my surgery 10 years ago.
Let me ask you this.
Has your
three-point shooting come around at all? Has your three-point shooting come around?
I retired from basketball. Oh. I just play golf, but it still affects me on the golf course. That shoulder, that labrum is no joke. I didn't even know what a labrum was
no.
until I had that surgery.
I said, what is a labrum?
I thought it was a lady part.
In your shoulder. I didn't know what it was. And when I told my friends what I had, they was laughing at me, telling me I was making it up.
Oh, you got a labrum.
But it is no joke.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, there you go. Appreciate it. 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Justin. He's on I-40.
Justin, drive carefully, man.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? How y'all doing today?
We're good. You?
Well, my own job, man. You know, with that accelerated shot stardom and a 25-game suspension and early in the last season, man, you got to respect that dude's mental health and where he's at.
100%.
And in so much that, you know, as the leader of the team, you know, with him not having that incandescence, the shine on the Grizzlies has dropped a little bit. You know, I was in the forum on Monday, and it just felt like, I mean, everybody's talking about vibes, but the forum almost felt like it was a husk of itself. So, you know, the culture with the Grizzlies has gotten real shaky, and since last season, that losing bug is starting to seep in. And I'm hoping there's some way to turn it around.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Drive carefully. 445-0929. Let's take it. If you're on, we'll get to you. But we won't take any. How many we got? Three.
Yeah, three on. Left. We got three
if you're on
the deck.
We'll get to you. Go ahead.
Yep. Jeff, let's go to Mike in downtown. Mike, you're on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Jeffrey. Love the show. I'll be honest. I am concerned. I was at the game with the ski mask incident and, That whole thing was really weird. It made me ask the question, who does that? And I don't mean to be alarmist about it, but I think if you look at it, it is a difficult scenario, man. And then the comments after the game didn't make it any better. And it kind of makes you ask the question, who is he upset with about having to play? Is he upset with the coaching staff? Does he feel like the organization as a whole is making him play? And I think it brings me to my main concern. I say this with as sober perspective as I possibly can have. With that being the issue and us not knowing how he really feels, am I wrong in thinking that this could probably end in a bad way? If he's not happy with the organization, what could happen? I hang up and listen, and I'm curious about that.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. I mean, yeah, it's always, listen, we just saw Luka get traded, you know, so of course, what you hope is that they're able to turn this around, have a competitive playoff series, maybe win a round, get healthy during the summer. And I mean, in the end, that's the hope, right? But
yeah.
You can imagine a world where, of course you can, where he wants a fresh start or something like that, right? You can imagine that. Sure. Of course. I mean, look at how many times Kevin Durant's changed teams. You know what I mean? Like, that's reality in the NBA now. But obviously, the hope is that they figure out a way to get him back on track here. Two more. Who do we got, Jeffrey?
Jeff, let's go to Greg in Germantown. Greg, you're on.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, so I was at the game last night. You could tell from Ja's body language very early in the game with the calls. He was very frustrated.
Right.
You know, the whole run that we had, it was when Scottie Pippen was on the floor.
Correct.
And when Ja came out, that kind of went away. I almost feel like Coach needs to recognize that. That was the night that he should have gone with the hot hand, right? And Scottie Pippen was playing great. Brendan Clark, that whole crew, when they're out there, is when we kind of got back in the game. There's also, I feel like there's a problem in the league where players are, there's a difference between being hurt and injured. If you're an athlete, you're going to play hurt. You know, he's complaining about the shoulder. I get it. But that's part of being an athlete, right? You're going to play hurt a lot. And I think as a mentality, I don't know if it's a generational thing, but needs to be addressed at some level.
I mean, we're in a city where Mike Conley played with literally a broken face. And now, it was a playoff game. That's different. He wouldn't have played with a broken face. But that's the standard, right? I mean,
like,
Mike playing with a broken face.
Contrast that, though, with Jaren the other night when, like,
wanting
Jaren
to come back
trying
in with his ankle. Yeah. And honestly, like, if you watch the TA film tonight, he's against that goal, like, he's playing with a hamstring, like, against Golden State in the series they ultimately lost. So, yeah, I mean, it is part of it. I don't know.
His body language was off.
His body language was certainly off. Every non-call.
And every pass. You know, he laid some good pass that didn't connect with the team. there was frustration with his own team as well.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Last call, Jeffrey.
Jeff, we'll wrap up with Frank at the Skybox.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? You know, I don't believe that the Grizzlies would make Ja do anything that he didn't want to do as far as about playing. Now, if he feels the pressure about needing to play because he hasn't played, because he's been hurt, or this, that, and the other, but, you know, if he's not going to have the right attitude, the right body language, which I think affects the team, and you could see his teammates trying to rally behind him, pat him on the back, this and that and the other, but, you know, if you can't have the right mindset, then go out there and battle. You know, maybe you ought to sit out and try to get healthy, but, you know, I hope it makes a turn like Penny did, and I agree with you about what you said about Penny and his attitude, and he's kind of turned the corner on not playing the victim. I mean, when you're making the kind of money these guys, it's hard for people to look at you as a victim. Yeah. And so, you know, I hope he can turn it around, but I agree with you, Jeff. Everybody in this town wants him to be successful and great and happy.
Thank you. So, appreciate it.
Hope they can turn it around.
To that end, got on Twitter a message. I think the Penny example is off. Penny had a lifetime of goodwill and good decisions, and being a citizen of Memphis at Ja's highest moment was living a separate life in the darkness that no one saw. And I see nothing but regret shrouded with victimhood, and I think he's going to be one of the great stories of the NBA of what could have been. Afraid it's over for Ja. At least his ceiling is nowhere near what it was. He missed prime developmental years. I know he's only 25. He missed prime development years. He still has people around him that he can't call out for his negative impact they've had on his life, etc. A lot of that I just don't know the answer to. I don't know whether it's true or not. Who's around him, whatever else. That's not an area of my expertise. My only point was, of course, Penny and Ja have had separate paths. They've had very different paths. I'm not saying they're exactly alike. I think Penny has benefited from, for some reason, coming to the realization that everyone wants him to succeed and always did, and that he is actually not a victim in this. And I think Ja would benefit from the same realization that everyone wants him to succeed, and Memphis certainly loves him and wants him to succeed, and he's not actually a victim. And I think that now, is he less likely to make that? Honestly, I was surprised Penny did it. It's not easy for any of us.
Sure.
To look at ourselves honestly, realize that that our perspective is wrong, that in fact our problems, at least some of them, start with us. That's a hard thing to do. You can make the argument it's harder to do when you're in your, you know, when you're Penny's age than it is when you're Ja's age, right? So I was surprised Penny came to that realization. Stunned me. It was 180. But I think it is. Helped him, and I think it would. You know, we all do. Like everyone, of course, we want Ja to be great because we're selfish and we're fans, and we want him to be great. But I also think like we legitimately want him to be happy.
We're all rooting for him.
We're all rooting for him. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, to your point, though, it does make me wonder. You know, how much of Penny was getting a new voice in there?
Well, so you're saying that. Ed Scott is the equivalent to the new basketball coach that would be coming in. there's going to be a new Ed Scott. And Laird Veach is Taylor Jenkins. I can see it, you know.
Both played football.
Taylor Jenkins, they're both, it's cut from the same cloth a little bit. All right. If you're looking for a new financial institution, I would suggest you look where we looked recently, Leaders Credit Union. LeadersCU.com/ESPN if you want to check it out. But honestly, their app is fantastic. I know this because Claire signed up at Leaders, and then her son Conroy signed up at Leaders, and he literally, this is true, recently gave an unsolicited endorsement of their app, how incredibly easy their app is. This is from a 22-year-old, I think, whatever, 22-year-old, just out of the blue, praising the Leaders Credit Union app. And I said to him, well, that's because Leaders is a credit union. You're a member. You're not just a customer. And every dollar they make, they put into better rates, better people, better technology. That's why the app is so great. Seriously, if you are looking for a new home loan, car loan, if you're irritated at your bank, if you've moved to town or whatever it is, Leaders Credit Union. I would urge you to check it out. They've got the Bartlett branch and the brand new branch in Arlington. Leaderscu.com/ESPN. Chris Harrington on the other side, then Righter Than Right Trivia. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.